What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? Episode 79. It's the Fluent Carcast. We're on the way somewhere. It's December the 25th, 2023. Hope y'all having a great time with family and enjoying yourself. And after y'all get stuffed up and get the liquor flowing, then maybe you'll click the link and take a listen. So check it out, episode 79. Make sure y'all follow me on all our platforms, priceless_motivation, the number one. Subscribe to my YouTube, TikTok, Insta. I deleted the Facebook app for about 2 weeks. Like, yeah, I know Facebook my least favorite. I tell y'all all the time, it gets on my total nerves. But we'll be back over there in 2 weeks. So y'all follow me on all platforms and y'all check out episode 79. What's going on, my beautiful people? Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 79. This is the Carcast and Priceless Motivation. Talks Priceless Motivation. Y'all know we're available on our platforms. Y'all make sure y'all share this episode with a friend. Things that I can't talk about on social media because a lot of people are sensitive. You know, all the hit dogs, they holler all day because if something don't apply to you, you skimp, you can simply scroll past it, you know. But it's a lot of hit dogs out there, you know what I mean? So they going to be hollering, they going to be barking and all that, but they bite ain't that big. Because I'm going to say what I want to say at the end of the day. And whatever I feel like I can't say on social media or I don't need to say, because it is a time and a place for everything, I'll put it on the podcast, you know. And then I'll put it on YouTube, you know. Because some people follow me on Instagram, they might not follow me on TikTok. Then some people follow me on TikTok, they might not follow me on Instagram. And some people follow me on Instagram, they might not subscribe to my YouTube. That's why I have all the different platforms and I operate differently on all of them, because you just catering to different people until I could just sum it up in one, until I just get big enough to where I can only have, you know, that one thing that I would like. You understand me? So we're talking about the thug versus the good guy. And we're not really going to go into like, what make a good guy? I'm having this conversation because this conversation comes up so much. It's so stupid to me. And I want to end it. That's why we're doing it before 2024 comes. I want to end it. It's so many conversations that are so stupid to me, honestly, and that I'm so sick of hearing, and it's just a waste of breath, a waste of time, a waste of conversation. Like, we can save these healthy conversations for, you know, we can have good healthy conversations instead of having these crazy conversations. But this is what I made this episode because I want guys to know first that you do not know your friends in relationships. I want ladies to know, you do not know your friend in relationships. I want parents to know, you do not know your child in a relationship. You have not loved on your child and had sexual relations with your child to know how they react under such and said pressures and stresses of relationships and dealing with people. Okay? Get that through your head. Alright? Because this is the first thing. You have all type of people defending people, and they don't have a clue as to how these people are in relationships. So society defines the thug guy like the guy who's pants sagging, who's out on the block, probably selling some narcotics, goals in his mouth, you know, vernacular cut up, chopped up in an Ebonics manner, you know, probably dropped out of school, didn't go to college, come from a broken home, all of those recipes that applies to both types of guys, okay? But this is what society does. Then you have supposedly a good guy that society defines the guy that's graduated high school, the guy that has went to college, the guy who is calm, cool, collected, who doesn't bother people, who is a gentleman, you know, who courts his woman and do things nice for his woman without asking, treats his woman nice, treats the women around him nice, is very well spoken, great job, great money, family man, takes care of his woman, you know, never been to jail, never had a record, and all of those things. Okay, Now, what I want y'all to understand is that people have personalities outside of society labels, okay? And the reason I'm doing this episode is because this conversation was had 2 nights ago. And the good guy himself was letting people know that how crazy he was, and people didn't know, okay? How he had slashed his girlfriend ties, and how he was waiting outside her job, and he has never been loved that way, and the things that she did to him, he's been deprived of women pretty much because the good guy don't tend to get the girls. So he's been deprived of women around his high school years and early college years, and when he started getting women, and you know, they started putting that on him, and he started really being with him and seeing how it was to get his heart broke, it hurt. So this episode came about because of that, and because of this is, like I said, an ongoing conversation. Now these guys who, and it was a perfect setting, because this is what I really want people to understand. These guys who you say are good guys, those guys mentally, they always have some type of trauma because they were deprived, because people didn't believe in them early on, because people might have cracked on them, people might have laughed at them, people might have shunned on them, and it's not their fault. But they tend to be psychologically like way more shot out and way more crazy than a hood guy, a supposedly hood guy. We're going to say allegedly for both of them, because, you know, I don't really label people like that. Okay. These guys will go to the extreme to try to get you back, to try to hurt you. These guys will be mentally like playing games with you. They think that they're smarter than you, so they're wanting to argue and have the last word and have the last say. If it's a decent woman who doesn't want to argue and things of that nature, like, they really will turn her up. These guys who y'all are proclaiming to be good guys, the outside, and see, this is the difference. The outside, the no record, the look, all of that, all of those things match, but the inside is what counts. Their insides are not solid. The money and everything else drives them for feeling like they have the ultimate power. They've never had a struggle. They don't understand people's struggles. Not all of them. Now, this don't apply to everybody, but they don't understand the regular day-to-day struggle or things that will come with struggle, and they don't have no empathy for that. These guys are the most deranged guys that you will come across under the table, on the inside, because this is the part that people are not seeing. You know, they go to school and they have the look and everything, so they can be attractive to the women on the outside, but their inside be a whole different ball game. And this is why when y'all hear women say, y'all think these men be good, but the men with money, they terrible. The inside, the integrity, what they stand for, how they treat people, it is shot. It don't exist. Those are the same guys. They in that same field. The guys that, like I said, who have the image that people will go for, those are the guys who will flip out on you. Those are the guys who be abusers more than likely. And nobody knows about it because they hide it well, because their outside image is enough for people. People just surface deep. They don't care about the inside. And those guys, they know it. So that's the farthest they build. They build themselves up to be somebody that's good on the outside. And the inside doesn't matter. Now, you have the alleged hood guy. He's not a wolf in sheep clothing. You get what you get with him because he's showing you exactly who he is. So his outside look doesn't hold up to society standards, or hold up to standards that a mother or a father would want their child to be with. And then you start digging deeper and you start to see his story, or you start digging deeper and you start to see they do have a decent mindset. It's just the choices and decisions and the way they're going about making money, the choices and decisions, how they're going about being who they are. And then you look at it all, and women love spontaneity and spontaneous stuff and spontaneous stuff and like doing things that are, you know, living on the edge. Now, these guys, they used to living on the edge. They used to doing these things. They used to having women. You know, they were never deprived of women, so they know how to do these things. They're sexually inclined more than the supposed good guy. Not all of them. Like I said, this does not apply to everybody. So now you have a woman wanting to be with the fun side versus the side that has been deprived from women and that's still learning a lot in their mid-20s, you know, early 30s. Okay. So, and the woman wants to be led. Most women want to be led. Some women do, will teach. I will teach if it came to it. I have taught, you know, when it came to it. But now you have the two. So a woman will go for the fun and spontaneous and you know, and she's looking at his ambition, even though he's outside or whatnot, he does have drive to get money. Then you're looking at the guy who's been deprived. He doesn't have that experience, but by him not having that experience or by him being deprived, mentally, he's a little more frustrated when she do the simple things and things of that nature, where the hood guy will ignore, go get another girl, you know, block her calls and things of that nature. He's used to that. The good guy will turn the range, killer mode, arguing back and forth with her in a certain way, which I'm not saying the hood guy don't argue, alleged hood guy don't argue, but it is a difference in the way it's handled. So that is more so what a lot of folks don't see. They don't see that inside. And I hate that they pin it against, because it's really no comparison, to be honest. Everybody is their own person. But when people don't see these supposedly good guys, the inside of them, they only see the outside in the image that they have acquired, you know, or been raised to acquire, which is great. The hood guy, same thing. People see, you know, they see the outside image. Nobody looks on the inside, like I said, to see their story, what they've been through, how they came up. They straight judging from the outside. So everybody is getting judged from the outside because too many people, like I said again, nobody goes to the surface. But you have two totally different guys. One will be mentally like more compelled to hurt you, like really hurt you, take it to a deep level. The other one probably be physically compelled to hurt you. The alleged hood guy, he'll probably beat his girlfriend up. The good guy will go to an extreme to do something else. So you have two different categories, you know, things that compare and contrast in different ways. But overall, the thing what a lot of people don't see is the inside. The inside matters. The inside matters. Okay? Nothing but you. Nothing but you. Nothing but you. Nothing but you. Shout out Lauren Hill. But seriously though, it is dead. I really want people to stop comparing it, because it's like you really have to know that they don't compare. Women are not running to this for no reason. Women are not running to that for no reason. People like who they like. They gonna go after who they go after. I don't like how other men degrade guys who supposed to be hood guys because women won't give them no play. You're out of your league with that woman. That's all that means. Go and get the woman that's in your league. Go and get the woman that likes you. Same thing with the hood dudes. They bash supposedly good guys because women are knowing, like these days, what they want. They want princess treatment. They might get that quicker from a good guy versus a hood guy. He probably has to build on learning, you know, how to love and how to romance and how to do things, versus the good guy, it comes with him because he was probably raised more on that love side and, you know, the two-parent home and things of that nature. Now, all in all, it's just a lot of envious and jealousy going on, because it's like, why people can't love who they love? Why people can't like who they like? Why one got to get bashed in order for the other to get some love? Why the other got to get bashed in order for the other to get some love? Like, people are really, really just talking out the side of their mouth. Because, just like I said, nobody knows their homeboy, sister, niece, auntie, brother, cousin when they're in a relationship. It's different when people are in relationships, because you get the obsessive behavior. Some people are very obsessive. The pattern of them dealing with somebody every day, every day, every day. Some people, they're creatures of habit, and then they can't let that go that easy. They hurt. Somebody hurt them, they ready to go crazy about it behind closed doors. So much stuff be going on. And I'm speaking from personal experience. It was so much stuff. Like, I had a long-term relationship. So much stuff going on. And nobody never knew, because I don't tell people my business. But then you have people just shocked. But that's what the whole point is. You never know what is going on the inside. Everybody just judging the outside and staying on their surface. You don't know what a good guy is capable of. You don't know what a hood guy is capable of. It's a lot of judging going on from those outside counterparts, and they haven't been with those people in close quarter relationships. So it's like, all you can do is just judge and point the finger. But now you get on the inside and have these girls start telling their story about being with good guys. Have these girls start telling their story about being with hood guys and start telling their stories. You know, and the women, they come from different backgrounds, so they're attracting different types of men. Some girls come from a background where they're gonna attract the hood guys. That's who they're around. That's who they're exposed to. They haven't grown enough to put themselves in other crowds. Then you have some women who come from the background who are gonna attract good guys, and a good guys might have turned a good girl into a bad girl to make her go to the other side, vice versa. Some hood dudes turn girls to make them never want to deal with a hood dude again. Now they go into the other side and they stay there. So people are individuals all in all with different characteristics that you have no clue of what they are when they are in a relationship. Love make you do wrong. You hear me? Talking about how she can make it right. You really, really have to love and happiness. You really have to be careful, man, speaking on these good guys and these hood dudes. I'm telling you, I've experienced both. And I can honestly say that I don't prefer any one over the other, because I've been with somebody who's considered a hood dude. Very smart, very intellectual, his businesses, you know, everything that he's done, it was in the past. He's 100% legit, cleaned up, everything is everything, treated me well, okay? All of that, the romance was up to par. Didn't have to, like, you know, instruct him or tell him things of that nature in no level at all. Like, it was great, okay? Mind you, We weren't for each other, you know, and that's okay. Then the good guy, we didn't make it long. He had a lot of childhood trauma that he thought he was going to sprue on me. And I wasn't going to deal with it. You know, I wasn't going to deal with it. It almost got to a year, but it didn't get to a year. Okay. So it is like, no, it was terrible too, because I was trying. I tried. I promise y'all, I tried. And I'm a compromiser. And it just was too much trauma. Too much constant stuff coming out. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. And I just feel like a therapist, you know. And I couldn't do that. Because now that I've gotten to a certain place mentally, I didn't want to backtrack and be trying to pick up all of those and do it. I just couldn't do it. It was not for me. So there you have those two sides, and you have two different things, but you have people being labeled on the outside as two different things. So again, you gotta let people love who they love, like who they like, Know that that inside is something different from that outside, baby. Know that them relationships are something different from what you just see. And you see people pull up to the family house together and they put the smile on, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know the mind of the good guy behind closed doors. You don't know the mind of the hood guy behind closed doors. Okay? Stop judging people and who they want to date and who they love. Let people do what they do. They got to make that bed. They got to lay in it. They got to deal with the consequences. It ain't your call, okay? It ain't your call. And there's so many men who judge men and throwing salt because, like I said, they can't get these certain women. You are out of your league. So many men going for the Instagram girls and see the girls on social media. That's who they want. You are out of your league. That's all it is, baby. Go get you somebody that's for you. Same thing with the females. These females used to call in to Kevin Samuels talking about six figures. You are out of your league, baby. Go get somebody for you. Them men not in your league. Them men not in your league. You talking six figures, tall, dark, handsome, 6 feet, all this. Be realistic. Be realistic and get in your league. Like people who like you. Date people who like you. Like people who choose you. It don't supposed to be that hard where you got to go and you keep going through hurt and keep going through hurt and keep going through hurt. You're out of your league. Those are not the people for you. Get somebody that like you. And that's what a lot of it come down to. I made a video like that. I said dating your league. And you wouldn't believe the amount of people you had in my DM talking about materialistic stuff. Materially. And it would never gear towards that. But this is where they mindset at. This way, mindset, I could do this for her. I could do this. I be in my league. I can get anybody. No, you can't get anybody. And that's what people have to realize. You can't have anybody you want. You can't have anybody you want. Even a man with a whole bunch of money can't get everybody he want. Even a woman that got everything she got going on, she can't have any man she want. Everybody gets what, everybody has their own standards and their own boundaries and they move how they move. And people really be out here thinking with their mindset. And it's not being realistic. Be realistic. Being realistic don't mean that you don't believe in yourself and you don't have confidence because you being realistic. Like, oh, I know I can't pull him. Oh, I know I can't get her. Be realistic. You can't have everybody. You ain't built for to be able to have every type and every kind. You got to mess with your kind. You got to get the ones that like you. And dating in your league is not a man who just a normal man who know he's never got no Instagram model type of girl. Then you go over there trying to get this Instagram model type of girl. You flashed your money and now she see you got money and you led with the money. So now that's all she wants from you. And when you're no longer providing that, she's gone. And then you out here hurting, talking crazy and crying. Nah, no, you're out of your league, baby. She saw what it was from the jump. She used you accordingly, and you out of here. She never liked you, but you were leading with money. You're out of your league. A lot of women, same thing. They lead with money, sugar mamas. And then the man see it for what it is. He gonna play around to whatever he need to play around to you with. When he done using you up, you gone. You're out of your league, baby. You got to get somebody that's on your level, who you're yoked with. Okay? It's okay. It's going to all be okay. But all this judging, everybody bitter. But that's, I say, the root problem for that is people are out of their league. Dating your league. Loving your league. Leading your league. Playing your league. These people are out of your league. And you get mad once you realize it. And now all of us, all the women B's, all the women H's, all the men dogs, all the men ain't nothing because you were out of your league. You knew that boy from the jump. I could look at somebody at the baby shower with their baby daddy and with the father of their child. I don't like baby daddy, use the word. With the father of their child. And I could tell you, it ain't going to be long. You know? And if I could look at that and tell, I know they could look at it the same way and tell the same way. I can tell you can look at it and tell. Ain't no doubt in your mind. Stay in your lead. Stay in your lane. You know, it look good and feel good to be with people who other people want, but you just, that's what you need to remember. Other people want them too. And they know that. Okay. But yeah, that good guy versus thug. I want to leave that in 2023. I pray I don't hear nobody else talking about that. I'm not even coming on the, I said in 2024, I'm not coming in on none of these podcast talk, as far as like all these men and women and pinning men and women against each other, because a lot of these guys, the conversation don't apply and they be talking. A lot of these women, the conversation don't apply and they be talking. We in a world, we in an illusion world with social media where people just putting themselves in place they don't even belong. They don't even fit. They don't even have a mold for these conversations. They haven't even built the foundation to become these people for these conversations, and they inserting themselves because it's on social media. It don't exist in real life. It don't exist in real life. I was looking at on site the other day, and it was a conversation about the foreign. They was talking about why men don't like black women and why they go get foreign women. Then in the comments, you had a man, he told something, and foreign women, he was a black guy, he was like, foreign women ain't checking, I mean, foreign men don't like y'all. And all the girls came on like, boy, you a lie, boy, you. And I'm seeing like, yeah, he's definitely a lie. Because I've had several to attempt to try to talk to me and court me. So it's like these things they see on social media, they just spruing it. No evidence of nothing. He's a black man talking about what a foreign man don't like. How you know what this man like? You ain't this man. You know, and it's just stirring up this big old pot of mess and pinning men and women against each other, pinning black men against black women, and pinning men and women against each other, period, no matter the race. Leave race out of it. They're pinning men and women against each other, and we're dividing and conquering ourselves. The government don't have to worry about it. Love crimes at all time, how people killing their significant other, you know, easily, without a thought, without second guessing it, and then regretting it later. They're pinning us against each other, and a lot of people not seeing the angle. This stuff don't exist in real life. Love is still alive and well. There are good guys who get love and who are deserving of love. There are hood guys who get love and who are deserving of love. Everybody is somebody out here for everybody. Everybody is getting love. These conversations, they need to die. They need to die. But guess what? That's the only thing keep people views and clicks coming. The propaganda is distractions. If you ain't talking about that, a lot of people don't want to hear. That's what get men riled up. That's what get women riled up. Even when they don't belong in that conversation, they get riled up. And they figure this out and they keep doing it and pitting us against each other. And we got to be smarter and we got to be bigger and we got to be better and leave it where it's at. All right? Thank y'all for listening. I got a little lengthy. Y'all follow me on all platforms. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Feliz Navidad. Happy Hanukkah. I'll catch y'all in 2020. No, we're going to do one more episode. We're going to do one more episode next week. Precious Motivation. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.